And now, Chapter 2 of the Madhyalila, the ecstatic manifestations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita
while relating in synopsis form the last division of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this chapter I shall describe the Lord's transcendental ecstasy, which appears like madness due to his separation from Krishna. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to all the devotees of the Lord. During his last 12 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always manifested all the symptoms of ecstasy in separation from Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's state of mind, day and night, was practically identical to Radharani's state of mind when Uddhava came to Vrindavan to see the gopis. The Lord constantly exhibited a state of mind reflecting the madness of separation. All his activities were based on forgetfulness, and his talks were always based on madness. Blood flowed from all the pores of his body, and all his teeth were loosened. At one moment, his whole body became slender, and at another moment, his whole body became fat. The small room beyond the corridor is called the Gambira. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay in that room. But he did not sleep for a moment. All night he used to grind his mouth and head on the ground, and his face sustained injuries all over. Although the three doors of the house were always closed, the Lord would nonetheless go out and sometimes be found at Jagannath Temple before the gate known as Singhadwar, and sometimes the Lord would fall flat into the sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also run very fast across the sand hills, mistaking them to be Govardhan. As he ran, he would wail and cry loudly. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the small parks of the city for Vrindavan. Sometimes he would go there and dance and chant, and sometimes fall unconscious in spiritual ecstasy. The extraordinary transformations of the body due to transcendental feelings would never have been possible for anyone but the Lord, in whose body all transformations were manifest. The joints of his hands and legs would sometimes become separated by 8 inches, and they remain connected only by the skin. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands, legs, and head would all enter within his body, just like the withdrawn limbs of a tortoise. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to manifest wonderful ecstatic symptoms. His mind appeared vacant, and there were only hopelessness and disappointment in his words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to express his mind in this way. Where is the Lord of my life who is playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where should I go to find the son of Maharaj Nanda? To whom should I speak? Who can understand my disappointment? Without the son of Nanda Maharaj, my heart is broken. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always expressed bewilderment and lamented in separation from Krishna. At such times, he used to read the shlokas from Ramananda Roy's drama known as Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, he lamented, "Our Krishna does not realize what we have suffered from injuries inflicted in the course of loving affairs. We are actually misused by love, because love does not know where to strike and where not to strike. Even Cupid does not know of our very weakened condition. Oh, what shall I tell anyone? No one can understand another's difficulties. Our life is actually not under our control, for youth will remain for 2 or 3 days, and soon will be finished. In this condition, O Creator, what will be our destination?" Srimati Radharani spoke thus in distress due to separation from Krishna. "Oh, what shall I say of my distress? After I met Krishna, my loving propensity sprouted. But upon separating from him, I sustained a great shock, which is now continuing like the sufferings of a disease. The only physician for this disease is Krishna himself. Oh, but he is not taking care of the sprouting plant of devotional service. What can I say about the behavior of Krishna? Outwardly, he is a very attractive young lover, but at heart, he is a great cheat, very expert in killing others' wives." Srimati Radharani continued lamenting about the consequences of loving Krishna. "Oh, my dear friend, I do not understand the regulative principles given by the Creator. I loved Krishna for happiness, but the result was just the opposite. I am now in an ocean of distress. It must be that now I am going to die, for my vital force no longer remains. This is my state of mind. By nature, loving affairs are very crooked. They are not entered with sufficient knowledge, nor do they consider whether a place is suitable or not, nor do they look forward to the results. By the ropes of his good qualities, Krishna, who is so unkind, has bound my neck and hands, and I am unable to get relief. In my loving affairs, there is a person named Madan. His qualities are thus. Personally, he possesses no gross body, yet he is very expert in giving pains to others. He has 5 arrows, and fixing them on his bow, he shoots them into the bodies of innocent women. Thus these women become invalids. It would be better if he took my life without hesitation, but he does not do so. He simply gives me pain. In the scriptures it is said that one person can never know the unhappiness in the mind of another. Therefore, what can I say of my dear friends Lalita and the others? Nor can they understand the unhappiness within me. Oh, they simply try to console me, repeatedly saying, "Dear friend, just be patient." I say, "My dear friends, you are asking me to be patient, saying that Krishna is an ocean of mercy and that sometime in the future he will accept me. However, I must say that this will not console me. A living entity's life is very flickering. It is like water on the leaf of a lotus flower. Who will live long enough to expect Krishna's mercy? A human being does not live more than 100 years. You should also consider that the youthfulness of a woman, which is the only attraction for Krishna, remains for only a few days. If you say that Krishna is an ocean of transcendental qualities, and therefore must be merciful someday, I can only say that he is like like fire, which attracts flies by its dazzling brightness and kills them. Such are the qualities of Krishna. By showing us his transcendental qualities, he attracts our minds, and then later, by separating from us, he drowns us in an ocean of unhappiness. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in a great ocean of sadness, and thus he opened the doors of his unhappiness. Forced by the waves of ecstasy, his mind wandered over transcendental mellows, and in this way he would read another verse as follows. My dear friends, unless I serve the transcendental form, qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna, all my days and all my senses will become entirely useless. Oh, now I am uselessly bearing the burden of my senses, which are like stone blocks and dried wood. I do not know how long I will be able to continue without shame. Of what use are eyes if one does not see the face of Krishna, which resembles the moon and is the birthplace of all beauty and the reservoir of the nectarine songs of his flute? Oh, let a thunderbolt strike his head! Why does he keep such eyes? My dear friends, please hear me. I have lost all providential strength. Without Krishna, my body, consciousness and mind, as well as all my senses, are useless. Topics about Krishna, they are like waves of nectar. If such nectar does not enter one's ear, the ear is no better than the hole of a damaged conch shell. Such an ear is created for no purpose. The nectar from the lips of Lord Krishna and his transcendental qualities and characteristics surpass the taste of the essence of all nectar, and there is no fault in tasting such nectar. If one does not taste it, he should die immediately after birth, and his tongue is to be considered no better than the tongue of a frog. One's nostrils are no better than the bellows of a blacksmith if he has not smelled the fragrance of Krishna's body, which is like the aroma of musk combined with that of the bluish lotus flower. Indeed, such combinations are actually defeated by the aroma of Krishna's body. And the palms of Krishna's hands and the soles of his feet, they're so cool and pleasant that they can be compared only to the light of millions of moons. Oh, one who has touched such hands and feet has indeed tasted the effects of touchstone. If one has not touched them, his life is spoiled, and his body is like iron. Lamenting in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the doors of grief within his heart. Morose, humble, and disappointed, he read a verse again and again with a despondent heart in the same mood. If by chance the transcendental form of Krishna comes before my path of vision, my heart, injured from being beaten, will be stolen away by Cupid, happiness personified. because I could not see the beautiful form of Krishna to my heart's content. When I again see his form, I shall decorate the phases of time with many jewels. Whenever I had the chance to see Lord Krishna's face and his flute, even in a dream, two enemies would appear before me. They were Pleasure and Cupid. And since they took away my mind, I was not able to see the face of Krishna to the full satisfaction of my eyes. If by chance such a moment comes when I can once again see Krishna, then I shall worship those seconds, moments, and hours with flower garlands and pulp of sandalwood, and decorate them with all kinds of jewels and ornaments. In an instant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained external consciousness and saw two persons before him. Questioning them, he asked, "Am I conscious? What dreams have I been seeing? What craziness have I spoken? Have you heard some expressions of humility? My dear friends, you are all my life and soul. Therefore I tell you that I possess no wealth of love for Krishna. Consequently, my life is poverty-stricken. My limbs and senses are useless. Alas, my friends, you can now know the certainty within my heart, and after knowing my heart, you should judge whether I am correct or not. You can speak of this properly."
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to chant another verse.
"Love of Godhead, devoid of cheating propensities, is not possible within this material world. If there is such a love, there cannot be separation. For if there is separation, how can one live? Pure love for Krishna, just like gold from the Jambu River, does not exist in human society. If it existed, there could not be separation. If separation were there, one could not live."
Thus speaking, the son of Srimati Shachimata recited another wonderful verse, and Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar heard this verse with rapt attention. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
"I feel shameful to disclose the activities of my heart. Nonetheless, I shall be done with all formalities and speak from the heart. Please hear. My dear friends, I have not the slightest tinge of love of Godhead within my heart. When you see me crying in separation, I am just falsely exhibiting a demonstration of my great fortune. Indeed, not seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute, I continue to live my life like an insect without purpose. Actually, my love for Krishna is far, far away. Whatever I do is actually false. When you see me cry, I am simply exhibiting my great fortune. Please try to understand this beyond a doubt. Even though I do not see the moon-like face of Krishna playing on his flute, and although there is no possibility of my meeting him, still I take care of my own body.
That is the way of lust. In this way, I maintain my fly-like life. Love for Lord Krishna is very pure, like the waters of the Ganges. That love is an ocean of nectar. That pure attachment to Krishna does not conceal any spot, which would appear just like a spot of ink on a white cloth. Unalloyed love of Krishna is like the ocean of happiness. If someone gets one drop of it, the whole world can drown in that drop. It is not befitting to express such love of Godhead, yet a madman must speak. However, even though he speaks, no one believes him. In this way, Lord Chaitanya used to revel in ecstasy day after day and exhibit these ecstasies before Svarup and Ramananda Roy. Externally, there appeared severe tribulation, as if he were suffering from poisonous effects. But internally, he was experiencing bliss. This is characteristic of transcendental love of Krishna. If one tastes such love of Godhead, he can compare it to hot sugar cane. When one chews hot sugar cane, his mouth burns, yet he cannot give it up. Similarly, if one has but a little love of Godhead, he can perceive its powerful effects. It can only be compared to poison and nectar mixed together. Lord Chaitanya spoke, "My dear beautiful friend, if one develops love of Godhead, love of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, all bitter and sweet influences of this love will manifest in one's heart. Such love of Godhead acts in two ways. The poisonous effects of love of Godhead defeat the severe and fresh poison of the serpent. Yet there is simultaneously transcendental bliss, which pours down and defeats the pride of nectar and diminishes its value. In other words, love of Krishna is so powerful that it simultaneously defeats the poisonous effects of a snake, as well as the happiness derived from pouring nectar on one's head. It is perceived as doubly effective, simultaneously poisonous and nectarine."
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath along with Balaram and Subhadra, he would immediately think that he had reached Kurukshetra, where all of them had come. He would think that his life was successful because he had seen the lotus-eyed one, whom, if seen, pacifies the body, mind, and eyes. Staying near the Garuda Stamba, the Lord would look upon Lord Jagannath. What can be said about the strength of that love? On the ground, beneath the column of the Garuda Stamba, was a deep ditch, and the ditch was filled with the water of his tears. When coming from the Jagannath temple to return to his house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit on the ground and mark it with his nails. At such times, he would be greatly morose and would cry, "Alas,
Where is Vrindavan? Where is Krishna, the son of the king of the cowherd men? Oh, where is that person who plays the flute?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to lament by saying,
Where is Sri Krishna, whose form is curved in three places? Where is that sweet song of his flute? And where is the bank of the Yamuna? Where is the Ras dance? Where is that dancing, singing, and laughing? Oh, where is my lord, Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid?
In this way, various ecstatic emotions evolved, and the Lord's mind filled with anxiety. He could not escape even for a moment. In this way, because of fierce feelings of separation, his patience began to totter, and he began to recite various verses.
Oh, my Lord! Oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead! Oh, Friend of the Helpless! You are the only ocean of mercy! Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. All these inauspicious days and nights are not passing, for I have not met you. It is difficult to know how to pass all this time. But you are the friend of the helpless and an ocean of mercy. Kindly give me your audience, or I am in a precarious position.
In this way, the Lord's restlessness was awakened by ecstatic feelings, and his mind became agitated. No one could understand what course such ecstasy would take. Not being able to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's mind burned. He began to ask Krishna of the means by which he could reach him. He said,
Oh, Krishna! Oh, flute player, the sweetness of your early age is wonderful within these three worlds. You know my unsteadiness, and I know yours. No one else knows about this. I just want to see your beautiful, attractive face somewhere in a solitary place. But how, oh, how can this be accomplished?
My dear friend Krishna, only you and I know the strength of your beautiful features, and because of them, my unsteadiness. Now, this is my position. I do not know what to do or where to go. Where can I find you? I am asking you to give directions.
Because of the various kinds of ecstasy, contradictory states of mind occurred, and this resulted in a great fight between different types of ecstasy. Anxiety, impotence, humility, anger, and impatience were all like soldiers fighting, and the madness of love of Godhead was the cause. The body of the Lord was just like a field of sugar cane into which the mad elephants of ecstasy entered. There was a fight amongst the elephants, and in the process, the entire field of sugar cane was destroyed. Thus, transcendental madness was awakened in the body of the Lord, and he experienced despondency in mind and body. In this ecstatic condition, he began to speak as follows.
Oh, my Lord! Oh, dearest one! Oh, only friend of the universe! Oh, Krishna, oh, restless one! Oh, ocean of mercy! Oh, my Lord! Oh, my enjoyer! Oh, beloved to my eyes! Alas! When will you again be visible to me?
The symptoms of madness served as an impetus for remembering Krishna. The mood of ecstasy awoke love, disdain, defamation by words, pride, honor, and indirect prayer. Thus, Sri Krishna was sometimes blasphemed and sometimes honored. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued,
My dear Lord, you are engaged in your pastimes, and you utilize all the women in the universe according to your desire. You are so kind to me. Please divert your attention to me, for by fortune you have appeared before me. My dear Lord, you attract all the women of the universe, and you make adjustments for all of them when they appear. You are Lord Krishna, and you can enchant everyone, but on the whole, you are nothing but a debauchee. Who can honor you? Oh, my dear Krishna, your mind is always restless. You cannot remain in one place, but you are not at fault for this. You are actually the ocean of mercy, the friend of my heart. Therefore, I have no reason to be angry with you. My dear Lord, you are the master and the life and soul of Vrindavan. Kindly arrange for the deliverance of Vrindavan. We have no leisure hours away from our many activities. Actually, you are my enjoyer. You have appeared just to give me happiness, and this is one of your expert activities. Taking my words as defamation, oh, Lord Krishna has left me. I know that he is gone, but kindly hear my prayers and praise. You are the satisfaction of my eyes. You are my wealth and my life. Alas, please give me your audience just once again.
There were different transformations of the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being stunned, trembling, perspiring, fading away of color, weeping and choking. In this way, his whole body was pervaded by transcendental joy. As a result, sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would laugh, sometimes cry, sometimes dance, and sometimes sing. Sometimes he would get up and run here and there, and sometimes fall on the ground and lose consciousness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus unconscious, he happened to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, he got up and immediately made a tumultuous sound, very loudly declaring,
Now, Krishna, the Great Personality is present.
In this way, because of Krishna's sweet qualities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made different types of mistakes in his mind. Thus, by reading the following verse, he ascertained the presence of Krishna. In the attitude of Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the gopis.
My dear friends, where is that Krishna, Cupid personified, who has the effulgence of a Kadamba flower, who is sweetness itself, the nectar of my eyes and mine? He who loosens the hair of the gopis, who is the supreme source of transcendental bliss and my life and soul. Has he come before my eyes again?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then would begin to talk like this.
Is Cupid personified present with the effulgence and reflection of the Kadamba tree? Is he the same person personified sweetness who is the pleasure, yes, the pleasure of my eyes and mind, who is my life and soul? Has Krishna actually come before my eyes?
As the spiritual master chastises the disciple and teaches him the art of devotional service, so all the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including despondency, moroseness, humility, restlessness, joy, endurance, and anger, all instructed his body and mind. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his time. He also passed his time reading the books and singing the songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati, and listening to quotations from the Jagannath Vallabha Natak, Krishna Karnamrita, and Gita Govind. Thus, in the association of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights chanting and hearing with great pleasure. Among his associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed paternal loving affection with Paramananda Puri, friendly affection with Ramananda Roy, unalloyed service from Govinda and others, and humors of conjugal love with Gadadhar, Jagannanda, and Swarup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed all these four mellows, and thus he remained obliged to his devotees. Lila Shuk, or Bilva Mangal Thakur, was an ordinary human being, yet he developed many ecstatic symptoms in his body. What then is so astonishing about these symptoms being manifest in the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? In the ecstatic mood of conjugal love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the highest platform. Therefore, all the exuberant ecstasies were naturally visible in his body. During his previous pastimes in Vrindavan, Lord Krishna desired to enjoy the three different types of ecstasy. But despite great endeavor, he could not taste them. Such ecstasies are the monopoly of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, in order to taste them, Sri Krishna accepted the position of Srimati Radharani in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By personally tasting the mellows of love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his direct disciples the process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation of the touchstone of love of God. He does not consider whether one is a proper or improper recipient, but gives his treasure to anyone and everyone. Thus, he is the most munificent. No one, not even Lord Brahma, can ascertain or even taste a drop of this confidential ocean of ecstasy. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, has distributed this love of Godhead all over the world. Thus there cannot be any incarnation more munificent than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
There is no greater donor. Who can describe his transcendental qualities? Such topics are not to be discussed freely, because if they are, no one will understand them. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unto one who is able to understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown mercy by giving him the association of the servant of his own servant. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the topmost of jewels. They have been kept in the storehouse of Svarup Damodar Goswami, who has explained them to Raghunath Das Goswami, who has repeated them to me. Whatever little I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have described in this book, which is presented to all devotees. If one says that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses and therefore not understandable by a common man, I reply that what I have described are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that for me to satisfy everyone is not possible. In this Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is no contradictory conclusion, nor is anyone else's opinion accepted. I have written this book to describe the simple substance as I have heard it from superiors. If I become involved in someone's likes and dislikes, I cannot possibly write the simple truth. If one does not understand in the beginning, but continues to hear again and again, the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will bring love for Krishna. Gradually, one will come to understand the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis and other associates of Vrindavan. Everyone is advised to continue to hear over and over again in order to greatly benefit. In reply to those critics who say that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses, it can be said that Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of Sanskrit verses, as are the commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. Nonetheless, Srimad Bhagavatam can be understood by everyone as well as by advanced devotees who study the Sanskrit commentaries. Why then will people not understand Chaitanya Charitamrita? There are only a few Sanskrit verses, and these have been explained in the Bengali vernacular. What is the difficulty in understanding? I have already given in codes all the facts and figures of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's last pastimes, and I have a desire to describe them elaborately. If I remain longer on this planet, and am fortunate enough to receive the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I shall try to describe them again more elaborately. I have now become too old and disturbed by invalidity. While writing, my hands tremble. I cannot remember anything, nor can I see or hear properly. Still, I write, and this is a great wonder. In this chapter, I have, to some extent, described the essence of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at the end. If I die in the meantime and cannot describe them in detail, at least the devotees will have this transcendental treasure. In this chapter, I have briefly described the codes. Whatever I have not described, I shall describe extensively in the future. If by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I live for so many days that I can fulfill my desires, I will give full consideration to these pastimes. I worship herewith the lotus feet of all kinds of devotees, both advanced and neophyte. I request all of them to be satisfied with me. I am faultless because I have written herein whatever I have understood from Svarup Damodar Goswami and Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. I have neither added nor subtracted from their version.
According to the Parampara system, I wish to take the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. I wish to take the dust of their lotus feet upon my head. In this way, I wish to be blessed with their mercy. Receiving orders from the above authorities and the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, especially from Haridas, the priest of Govindaji, I, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, have tried to describe one small particle of one drop of one wave of the ocean of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This ends Chapter 2 of the Madhya Leela, the ecstatic manifestations of Lord Chaitanya.